The Bert Show.
All right, Rebecca, explain to those who may not know what the Mandela Effect is.
So the Mandela Effect is a phenomenon where a significant number of people collectively misremember an event, a detail, or a fact. It's named after Nelson Mandela because a lot of people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison, which is not the case. He lived. Yes.
They actually think they thought he passed in prison?
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's how they named it the Mandela Effect.
Yeah, it was coined after Nelson Mandela for that reason. But I had a sweet treat. Nelson Mandela Effect happened to me that almost ruined my relationship before it even got started. I had to
Wait, sorry, right quick.
Yeah.
You're calling it a relationship now?
Spoiler alert, yeah.
Congratulations.
Did you ask him to be your boyfriend or did he ask you to be his girlfriend?
I asked him to be my boyfriend.
Cute.
But that's because he had already asked me and I said no. I said not yet, like it's too soon. So I was like, I can't like wait and make him ask me again. So I was like, you want to be my boyfriend? He's like, yeah, I want to be your boyfriend. So now I got a boyfriend.
You're so cute.
So this was pre-boyfriend. This was pre-boyfriend time. I had to eat my words because he got me some chocolate. And we had our first fight over this bar of chocolate.
I got it out the way.
So this guy I'm dating, now my boyfriend, he is like super sweet. He has this crazy memory where it feels like he can remember things I said on the first date that like I don't even remember telling him. And one thing I told him on our first date is that I love matcha Kit Kats. And matcha Kit Kats are this specific Kit Kat that come from Japan. They're matcha flavored, green, sweet, kind of like bitter. They're so delicious. So on our fifth date, he shows up and he whips it out. It's a bag of matcha Kit Kats.
Oh,
isn't that so sweet?
Very thoughtful.
Yeah, it's absolutely. So nice. And I was really, really excited because this is like my favorite sweet treat. You can't just get it anywhere. You have to go to like a Asian lifestyle store and buy it. And then I was confused because I was looking at the Kit Kats. This Kit Kat, okay, this is a normal Kit Kat because I ate all of the matcha Kit Kats. They're gone. But I was looking at the label and I was like, something here is missing. So I commented on it and I was like, that's kind of weird. I wonder if in Japan they label Kit Kat differently because it's missing the dash.
I thought the same thing when you held it up. Right? I thought there was a dash.
I knew something was weird about it, but I didn't know what. That is what it is.
And he said, what do you mean? And I said, look, the dash is not on the label. And he said, there's never been a dash on Kit Kat. So I thought to myself, now I have to break up with him because he's gaslighting me about my favorite chocolate. And we did get into a little tiff and we were debating back and forth and I refused to Google it because my pride was too big until I finally had to acquiesce and look it up. And Kit Kat has never had a dash on the label, but I am not the only one who has ever felt this way.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can, when you held it up, I kind of was looking at it like, something feels off about it, and I can say with certainty I thought there was a dash in Kit Kat.
It's always so had a dash.
Yeah, right? We come from like a different dimension, I think, and we were dropped here where Kit Kat had a dash, and now suddenly it doesn't, and we're all supposed to pretend that's normal. But I have gathered a few more of these Mandela effects that come from the internet, and I want to see what side you guys are on.
Okay.
Okay, here's the first one. Is Britney Spears wearing a microphone headset in her Oops, I Did It Again music video?
No.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got a no for that one.
No.
Cassie's correct. Yeah, she's not wearing a headset.
But what?
Thousands of people remember her wearing the little headset, probably because she wore it a lot, I think, in other things.
Yeah, well, she wears a headset in concert.
Okay.
In her early concerts, like the Dream Within a Dream tour, she would wear the headset. So I think a lot of people that launched around the same time as Oops, so that's why.
So this one was actually kind of shocking to me. Is the word Meyer in Oscar Meyer spelled with an E or an A?
A.
A.
I can't remember. A?
It's spelled with an A, but you guys are freaks. It's spelled with an E.
Thank you. Rebecca, you and I are from the same universe.
Oh, my
clearly.
God. We literally were dropped off here, I swear.
No, but you're confusing me. Is it spelled with an A or an E?
It's spelled with an E, M-A-Y-E-R, but I distinctly remember it always being spelled with an E.
Like M-E-Y-E-R?
Yes.
Me too. It's Oscar Mayer, not yeah. Oscar. No, it's Oscar Mayer, not Mayer.
Yeah, why would you call it that if it wasn't Mayer? Okay.
Don't you remember the song, though?
Don't. No. Oh, I wish I wore an Oscar Mayer wiener.
No, not that.
That it's is what I really want to be.
No, Kristen going to get this song going. You're not going to get in the way.
Let her finish.
She's going to get it.
My baloney has a
first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Did they used to play
Oscar
that on
Mayer
AOL?
Has a way with B-O-L-O-G-A-D.
Again, Kristen going to get this song going.
Yeah, my bad, sorry. Don't step on my song. It's Kristen's Oscar Mayer weenie tour.
Yeah, don't remember that song. Was it pre-1994?
Easily. Okay. Oh my God, yes. That's for them 80s babies.
We settled that one.
Okay, I have a couple more. Does the Monopoly man have a monocle?
Yes.
Yep.
No. Yes.
He does not.
No. Uh-uh. How does he see?
What? Yeah, how does he count your money? I don't know, but he doesn't have one.
But the peanut
people think so.
The peanut guy does, right?
He does, and that's why people think that people misremember it.
That makes sense.
Okay, this one was actually kind of crazy to me. Can you describe what Tom Cruise is wearing during his risky business dance? Everything he's wearing.
So he's got the white shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Check. He's got the socks.
Check. Yes.
And then he's also wearing some kind of underwear.
Boxers. He's wearing boxers.
Yeah.
Do you remember him wearing sunglasses?
I do.
No, but no. See, I just did the video.
You're right. He's not wearing sunglasses. And I thought he was wearing sunglasses this entire time.
Yeah, because that's only because in my head, you can picture him like rolling out and then having sunglasses on, but only because I did that video for Bert's Big Adventure and I watched it a bajillion times to get the most right, do I know he's not wearing them.
We just recorded that. I recorded that video for you and I was like, was Kristen wearing sunglasses? My Mandela affected myself. And
I know why people think that. The movie poster, he's wearing sunglasses.
Oh.
I come from a different dimension.
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
The Bert Show.